This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get fired up, Padres fans. It's Friar Friday on 97.3 The Fan.
To all my friends, present, past and beyond, especially those who weren't with us too long, life is the most precious thing you can lose.
How would you like to hear your voice during a Padres broadcast? Just leave us a voicemail. We could play it during the next Padres game. It sounded really cool. Did it on opening day. We're going to continue that for the listeners out there. Visit 973thefansd.com/Padres messages for all the details on how you can leave your voicemail and be a part of Ted and Jesse's broadcast each night. We got the Padres and the Colorado Rockies coming your way. 5 o'clock tonight, so 4 o'clock pregame show. I believe Gwynn and Chris will be talking to, is it Trent Grisham?
Yeah,
Trent Grisham. Going to be joining them today. That's great.
Great get.
Very timely after a couple of extra base hits and a phenomenal diving catch.
Great game.
Last night, just a terrific game for Trent Grisham. If you missed it, by the way, the breaking news in baseball, MLB reportedly canceling the Milwaukee Brewers-St. Louis Cardinals game due to coronavirus, a positive test. Update. They said as long as there's no more positive tests, they are expecting to play tomorrow.
Super.
But that means that right now, with 3 games canceled because of coronavirus, 6 teams not playing, that's 20% of the league that won't be playing tonight due to positive coronavirus.
MLB tests. Postponements this week, we're going to get to Craig in a second. Phillies, 7 games. Marlins, 7 games. Yankees, 4 games. Orioles, 4 games. Blue Jays, 3 games. Nationals, 3 games. Cardinals, 1 game. Brewers, 1 game. Yankees and Orioles remained in action by playing 2 games against each other.
Yeah, they're going to play 7-inning doubleheaders now to be able to make up some of them. They may need to play like 5-inning tripleheaders at some point to get this full 60-game season in.
Now you're talking. Now you are CG.
We will chat baseball and streaming television recommendations next with Craig Elston. First, though, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. All right, you got Craig Elston on our SDCCU Fan Hotline, CMO of the Sockers, Padres podcaster, and our streaming television recommendation guy.
What a renaissance, man.
I know, it
speaks
really is.
Spanish, too? Like, what pies don't you have your fingers in, Craig?
Radio broadcasting, I guess. I mean, sort of his appearance right now.
They suffer that by being a pug dog owner, though.
Consider yourself lucky at some days, my friend.
All right, Craig, before we get to the streaming television recommendations,
sure.
The last two, I mean, we have done and seen a lot of Padres baseball over these last 20 years. 2 days like that where the bullpen blows big leads. I can't believe it. It had never happened that the Padres bullpen had blown leads of at least 4 runs in consecutive games before.
I mean, so were you getting Jarrett Wright, Brandon Villafurdy flashbacks?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes, those are two names blast from the past.
Jarrett Wright was here?
Oh, after he was terrible.
Yes.
I mean,
was that Indians, Yankees?
Yeah, same guy. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, he was in the bullpen for like a hot minute.
Literally the most handsome baseball player I've ever seen was Jarrett Wright.
Yeah, he doesn't look as good when he's coming in and giving up 6 runs every time he comes into the game.
No idea.
Oh, my God, yeah. Here's the thing, though, boys. I mean, the bullpen's supposed to be the best part of this team. So there's no reason not to think that the bullpen will be a strength for the Padres. There's nothing we can do about it. We traded major assets for Emilio Pagan. We signed Drew Pomeranz to a big contract. I'm using we too much. The Padres did all of those things. But having said all that, I'm just going to go ahead and keep rolling these cats out, right? I mean, you know, Stammen had a bad day. Pagan had a bad day. Pomeranz did not have a good day. But these guys are going to find a way to turn it around. The thing that people should be excited about right now in Padres land is that this team is second in the league in on-base percentage, and this team is putting up six runs easy peasy every single night. That's going into Coors Field, where that should now become eight or nine runs. And when you've got a top of the order this productive, hey, it's able to shellac over a bullpen meltdown consecutive nights and turn that into a one-and-one stretch, which is pretty darn impressive, if you ask me.
All right, let's get to our streaming television recommendations. Can't believe, by the way, we talked to Better Call Saul. Can't believe they got Emmy snubbed for their actors, and especially Ray Seahorn and her performance. But we can discuss that on a podcast, Craig. I'm very excited about this first recommendation. I think this one right up my alley.
Yep, three TV streaming recommendations for the Ben and Woods audience, courtesy of Crossing Streams. Listen to the Crossing Streams podcast. New one out, talking about Emmy snubs, as well as a couple of these shows. But we start with Perry Mason, which is actually almost concluding its run. It's been on Sunday nights in that HBO premiere, premium spot, and they've got two episodes left. So six of the eight have aired, and a new one will come out Sunday. Obviously, we know the name Perry Mason, right? The reboot of the classic 50s Raymond Burr black and white crime drama, but they've definitely taken it to an HBO level here. And in fact, this is one of the prettiest looking shows I think is on television. It's a classic. If you think about all of the great HBO 90s dramas, I mean, this really reminds me of like a Boardwalk Empire in terms of a great cast, extremely beautiful to look at, great cinematography, and a fun but not incredibly deep or weighty plot to deal with. This is rebooted to 1932. We get to see Perry Mason before he's in his lawyerly cloth as a private investigator who's come back from World War One, who's kind of war beaten, a little stressed out, a little alcoholic. And over the course of the series, he's going to find his way to the lawyer's desk. So it's been, through six episodes, a very entertaining journey so far, but I think it's got that classic HBO sheen to it, fellas. And Matthew Reese is worth a watch every time he's playing Perry Mason. He's appropriately rumpled, and he has been terrific. And as a fan of The Americans, which is a show I had previously recommended a couple months ago, you can't go wrong with Matthew Reese. Perry Mason, it's been a very enjoyable watch for me, and I think for a lot of folks, if you just want to dive into what I'd call a very classic HBO show, Perry Mason can be that for you.
Next up is a next Netflix show that I hadn't even heard of, but it seems pretty weighty here, Craig.
It is. This is of the three, and I'm gonna. I've got a good chaser for you after this. Don't worry, to help wash it down. But as you mentioned, Emmy nominations, Ben, coming out this week, and limited series is going to be one of the biggest battles in terms of best limited series. There are some incredible nominees, including Watchmen. And including Unbelievable, which was a top 10 Crossing Streams show for 2019. Limited series on Netflix, eight episodes. It's based on a true story and on a novel about, or not a novel, but a nonfiction book about that true story. A young woman who was raped in her apartment in Colorado and wound up recanting her testimony inaccurately. She was raped, but she was pressured by the police and wound up recanting. But then two female detectives chased down clues that can find not only the truth, but can find a serial rapist that was terrorizing Colorado. The reason I really loved Unbelievable is for its performances, for the story, which is a very powerful one, but also how it kind of subverts classic genre, in that normally it's two white male detectives riding to the rescue of our heroine in distress. And instead here, Toni Collette and Merritt Weaver, two incredible actors, are the two detectives. It's really fun to see these two great female actors given a chance to take on roles traditionally always filled by men. Also, Caitlin Dever, who you might remember from Justified, is very strong as the young woman who goes through so much. Their two stories are kind of told at parallel at first, and then they come together. It's very powerful. It's a very affirming show, although it definitely has a difficult start, and I think that's a good one for adult man and woman, date watch, one, and not necessarily a date, but more of a you can watch it together. Terrific, terrific limited series with a powerful ending. Unbelievable. Very, very good.
Streaming television recommendations with Craig Elston. Finally, one that I really probably should have watched by now, considering our current profession. I haven't gotten to it. I will at some point here, Craig.
And I'm wondering, I just got to ask Woodsy, have you watched Brockmire?
I have. I went through season one and started season two not too long ago. I like it. I like it. I loved the first season, and my whole thing was, how are they going to continue to do this character who's just this lunatic? And they so far so good. I was worried that it may become a little one note jokey, but it's been great, man. He is Hank Azaria is incredible, incredible in it.
He really is, and I'll tell you, the way that this evolves with Brockmire is what I've found to be very interesting, because I agree with you. If you watch season one, even the beginning of season two, you kind of feel like, okay, this is a, as you said, kind of a one-note character in terms of Hank Azaria playing the youngest man to ever become a big league broadcaster, Jim Brockmire, who, as the series begins, the pilot of the first season in 2007, as the longtime Kansas City Royals announcer, he has a complete meltdown on the air after having gone home and found his wife sleeping with several men at once. pretty much. And then Brockmire, his path back to the bigs, the circuitous path, is what we're tracking on this show. But the show that I compare it to the most, and which I had a similar question about early on, is one of your favorite shows of all time, Woodsy, Eastbound and Down.
Oh, the best.
And that's the kind of vibe that I get watching Brockmire. The other show, though, that I wanted to bring up is BoJack Horseman. There's kind of a live-action BoJack Horseman element to watching this man who has immense popularity but not many people liking him, and is a very self-destructive person who needs others around him to keep him alive and aloft, but kind of keeps hurting the people around him. So there's depth to Brockmire in addition to the hilarity and the silliness. But for baseball fans right now, I think it's a must add to everybody's comedy library. And, you know, God knows how long we're going to continue to have these games after the Cardinals test positive today. So having something that's going to keep on getting that baseball fix for you, Brockmire, which I'm just about three quarters of the way through. Season four is available now, by the way, guys, on Hulu, which takes Brockmire into the year 2030. He's the commissioner of baseball and trying to save the league, and
yes,
global warming's ravaging the planet. And so there's a lot of fun stuff going on.
Weird.
On Brockmire. Yeah,
I'm in. Well, there's no shortage of lunatics in radio, which
that's
probably
true.
Think it's like a documentary.
Yeah, it does look a little bit like a documentary.
Craig, appreciate it. As always, thank you
so
much. Craig Elston on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you, or to apply online, visit SDCCU.com. And after a brief hiatus, it is back. Let's get to it, Paul.
It's a classic, it's a slap, and never heard the track. You haven't lived till it's been re-strapped. It's a classic, it's a slap, and never heard the track. You haven't lived till it's been re-strapped. Friday, 7:50 a.m., not an a.m. Ben's about to play himself, Woods can't wait to play him. Being so dang polite, he uses no obscenities. Hey, Ben's about as nice, has the room's amenities. Where you at? I'm in the driveway. Never heard this song. Who knows, bro? No way. Setting up weekends full of laughter, full of play. Ben's about to put your classes. Got a slap in major ways, major lanes. Should've knew that. How'd he do that? Longing for the day he tries to say, chopped his screw wraps. Ben, don't do this. Don't do that. We know you never heard the verse. Just know you really blew that. It's a classic.
Amazing. Our boy requested custom song for the Ben and Woods show.
Ayo. What Ayo. Officially does that mean?
I don't think
it's just
it has
a greeting,
mean.
Like a hello,
yeah.
Ayo.
Yep. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go. All
right. Yeah, birthday. It's your birthday. If I die, bury me inside that Lewis store. They ask me what I do and who I do it for, and how I come up with this S up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Oh.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty. Oh, when I die, bury me inside that Gucci store. When I die, bury me inside that Lewis, Louis store. Wait, hold on. I think I got that wrong now. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday right. is a big booty hoe. She got a big booty, so I call her big booty. Skr, wrist moving, cooking it to it. I'm in the kitchen, yams everywhere. Just made a jug. I got bands everywhere. You the realest and breathing if I hold my breath. Referee with the whistle, bird, hold his tech. Extendo clip, extendo roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Hair weave killer going on a trapathon. See, I done had more bombs than Pakistan. Dope bomb, dro bomb, and a pill bomb. See, and I'm ballin' you in will call. When I die, bury me inside the jewelry store. When I die, bury me inside the Truey store. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bees. They ask me what I do and who I do it for and how I come up with this S up in the studio. All I want from my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want from my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside that Gucci store. When I die, bury me inside that Louis store. All I want from my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want from my birthday is a big booty hoe. Keep going.
No, you're good. That's fine. Good. You knocked it out of the park. I hate that you caught it.
Well, I didn't. I realized on the second one when it said Gucci, and then I realized on the second one that he was referring to the nice luggage, the Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, and they make other things other than luggage, but yeah.
But I know the luggage. I have
you
heard
have
of the luggage.
You own.
So the first reference I did not understand.
You own several
context,
pieces.
See, I use context clues. To then determine what, who was that?
That was 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz was referring to later in that rap.
You can't
say I'm not bright.
No, you definitely figured it out. How much Louis luggage do you own?
I don't have any. Well, I think, does Shelly have a purse? No, I don't think I. It has those little, what is it? Little
LV.
Is that what it says?
Yes,
is that what
LV.
All those little
yep.
logos are? Just LVs? Yeah. I never knew that.
That was legendary. The Louis store.
The Louis store. Well, I was favorite. Thinking St. Louis Cardinals. Had that on the brain.
Yeah, he was in the gift shop for the St. Louis Cardinals. And he wanted to get a bat and
it's
a
Louis
jersey.
Store.
Yeah. The Louis. Hey, here I am, and I'm going to pick up some Cardinals merch.
At the Louis store.
At the Louis store. And now I went down there, and the game's postponed, so I can't.
It's too bad. It's a tragic tale.
I am
tragic tale.
Is your sister says, appropriate birthday theme for his favorite sister's birthday.
That's fantastic. It was last week. Happy birthday, sis.
Happy birthday,
on the late belated birthday. I texted her early. Don't worry. I got her.
All
right, Friar Friday, our executive management report. AJ Preller joining us coming up in our final hour. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.